5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Joining us on the line right now is Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel. Hello, Brett. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Sorry, I had a parent-teacher conference I forgot about this morning.
Parent-teacher conference. Well, you got important stuff to deal with. I know that you have been doing some reporting on CPAC. What were your impressions of the big events yesterday?
Well, listen, I think it was news that we heard.
Darth Vader.
You're breaking up, Brett. Could you can you get near a window?
I said it
maybe
was important that we heard. It was news that we heard Steve Bannon's voice. And it wasn't. It didn't sound like Darth Vader. And I think he made some points that, you know, obviously Trump supporters, it's in their sweet spot. I thought it was interesting that, you know, the difference between Reince Priebus saying he thought it was optimistic that the media coverage would change after some time, and Steve Bannon said, no way. You know, it's going to be a grind every single day. And I think that that is the mentality of the president, which is, you know, it may be a battle, but we're going to keep on pressing until we deliver on what I talked about on the campaign trail.
Now, while everyone is focused on CPAC, there was other business of the country being done yesterday. What was Trump doing yesterday?
Well, he had the meeting with the CEOs in the morning, and an impressive group of CEOs of big companies around the country. Talking about how this tax reform is going to be rolled out. The public part that was on the camera was pretty interesting. Going around the room, kind of holding court, seemed pretty comfortable in that setting, joking around with all these CEOs. And I think that there is a sense that with the rollback of some of these regulations and at least what they're talking about on tax reform, that a lot of these companies are on board. The question is how to get from point A to point B and whether this border adjustment tax is going to survive the negotiations that we see coming into summer and into fall on tax reform.
Yesterday, a little bit of a surprise during the briefing with Sean Spicer when he answered a question and he let it be known that it looks like the administration is going to be enforcing marijuana laws in a way that the past administration perhaps was not.
Yeah, and I think that is that's interesting and surprising to some. I don't know that we know all the specifics yet, so we'll have to see how that plays out.
Yeah, interesting. And what do you think we're going to hear from the president today? Have you gotten any sense in advance? This is a big speech before a very influential group of conservatives.
Yeah, I think that it'll be, if I had to guess, a thank you. Remember that he didn't attend this event last year, and
yeah,
right.
Not a big draw for CPAC. Came in third in the CPAC straw poll. Yeah, I'm just going to be 5 minutes. And I think that, you know, I think it'll be a big thank you to the supporters who clearly he's turned that room.
Yeah,
he did. You know, it's interesting. He did turn the room yesterday during the speech, just before Mike Pence came on. Robert Davi was speaking, and he asked how many people in this room supported Donald Trump at this time last year, and about 40% of the hands in the audience went up. He asked it, and then he said, "How many of you support him now?"
Mm-hmm.
And every hand in the room went up.
Yeah.
So this is almost,
you know,
a victory lap for him.
Ben hit on some of that. You know, focusing on the judges, the justices, Gorsuch and. And Ted Cruz said, you know, he thinks that there's another vacancy this summer on the Supreme Court.
Yep.
Maybe Kennedy retires.
That.
And that's a huge deal, especially
that's
for that
a big deal.
Yeah, a lot of people are wondering how he knows that. I think it's just his speculation, but it sure would be interesting, wouldn't it? Well, listen, that's we got to go, Brett. Thank you so much for joining us, and I hope the parent-teacher conference went well.
It's still going. All right, we'll see you guys.
All right, thank you. Thank you much, Brett. Sorry to interrupt you.